And welcome to the 14th episode of the How to IT Strategy podcast. So today we're talking about demand statements and IT strategy. We'll be covering what demand statements are, why they're useful in helping you develop your IT strategy, and how to create them. So when developing an IT strategy, it's important to be able to succinctly summarize the vast quantities of information you receive from stakeholders, and also important to very quickly play back what you have learned from stakeholders to show that you've listened and understood and ensure continued buy-in from the stakeholders. So just a plug, demand statements along with many other techniques and approaches will be covered in detail in my upcoming How to IT Strategy course. You can sign up for early access and an early bird discount at howtoitstrategy.com. Plug over. We've talked in previous episodes about the importance of stakeholder engagement and using structured interviews to extract as much information and insight as possible from stakeholders in order to inform your IT strategy development. Demand statements are a great way of summarising the insights you've got from your structured interviews and stakeholder engagement. So what is a demand statement? A demand statement is a textual description limited to a single page of A4 focused on a specific functional area of the organisation, e.g. customer services, marketing, finance, etc. Written from a stakeholder's perspective, I found this simple structure to be very effective. Number one, overview. A paragraph overview of the functional area, why it exists, and the key things it focuses on. Number two, observations. A 2-3 paragraph summary of what you have observed during your discovery phase and interviews. And then number three, opportunities. A paragraph and bullet point list of key opportunities for the functional area that should be addressed through the IT strategy. This type of demand statement serves the following purposes. Number one, they can form part of a formal playback with stakeholders for them to review to make sure you've captured the key points from your interviews with them. Number two, they force you to go through the process of filtering the large amount of information you have gathered into a small number of summary demand statements, helping you focus down on what is really important for your strategy. Number three, they help distill key messages and opportunities for you early in the strategy development process so that you can then replay to other stakeholders to aid influencing and early seeding of potentially contentious issues. And number four, they form a useful part of your IT strategy document that helps contextualise the what of the strategy with the why of the functional business perspective. So in this episode, we've very briefly discussed how we can use demand statements to help contribute to our strategy development, aid with stakeholder engagement and buy-in, and help hone our key messages and influencing as we continue to develop our IT strategy. If you want to learn more about how to create great IT strategies, then please sign up at howtoitstrategy.com for early access. In addition to this podcast, there is a regular newsletter which you can sign up for at resage.substack.com. That's resage.substack.com. And if you haven't already, then please do consider subscribing to this podcast where you'll get regular episodes talking about how to create a great IT strategy. That's been episode 14 of the How to IT Strategy podcast. I've been Richard Sage. Goodbye.